Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Hey guys, this is Josh and the Homebrew Hombres, Liam Malone, Max Wessel, and Doug Banks.
Hey!
We make RPG from Scratch. It's a podcast about making and playing your own tabletop role-playing games. So come listen to us work on the Scratch Dice system, an alternative to D&D and Pathfinder, and listen to our first campaign,
Echoes of the Star Crypt,
at nerdyshow.com and on your favorite podcast app.
The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that might not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program Series 2. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Boar.
I'm Nikki.
This is Lavelle.
And I'm Luke.
And we're really excited to be back. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, because we did the first Call of Cthulhu series as a total one-off. It was a fan-requested role-playing episode, and ever since it came out in October 2015, it has been like our most listened-to thing ever. And we love doing it, so we're doing it again, and if everything goes according to plan, we'll be doing it for a long time to come.
We'll do it again. Ooh. And again and again.
Provided none of us goes insane.
This is episode zero. This is the part where we hang out outside of character, talk about what we're about to do, our thoughts on what we're about to do, and sort of give you a little behind the scenes content. And then in episode one, we're going to dive right into the audio drama / actual tabletop role playing. Let's just assume that you know Luke and I from the prior series, but these faces, who are all from around Nerdy Show, might be unknown to you, or voices more like. So let's start with Josh.
Hey, I'm Josh LaForge. I play myself in Ghostbusters Resurrection, the podcast we do here on Nerdy Show.
Also an RPG audio drama.
Yes, RPG audio drama, as well as RPG from Scratch. It's about creating your own tabletop RPG.
I am Boar. You may know me from the most hilarious and greatest podcast of all times, Derpy Show. That was actually not me saying that. That was critically heralded in various media outlets. It may or may not be difficult to verify, so don't hit Google. Just trust me. But also, I am one of the hosts on Nerdy Show, which is our flagship podcast about all things nerdy.
Hey, I'm Nikki. I am a co-host for Nerdy Show.
I'm Lavelle, and you might recognize me from such hit microsodes as Memetics. Also, I think there was one about holiday movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You've been on a lot of episodes of Nerdy Show. Last time when we did this, we had mostly a different cast. Almost everybody died. Brandon brought some spicy tortilla chips. So in that grand tradition, Luke brought some donuts from Donut King. And John, you made some jerky. Why don't you tell us about this lethal jerky you've got here?
Well, the jerky, let's see, was marinated in some soy sauce, as you do. Some onion powder, garlic. From Loveless Cafe, there's some blackberry barbecue sauce. For those of you not familiar with Loveless Cafe, that's where we got our crap ton of bacon from the bacon thing we did with the Proto Men.
Yeah, nerdyshow.com/bacon for us hanging out with the Proto Men and making food sculptures out of bacon.
Super duper cool. Oh, and also, you know, has a little bit of my secret ingredient, which I'll share with you. It's called The Source, and it's 5 million Scovilles.
I'm not familiar with how the numerology of Scovilles works.
It's Kabbalah.
That's actually weapons grade.
Tabasco is 40,000. I think if that's correct.
When I make my weapons grade pasta, I use 357 Mad Dog, and that's 357,000 Scoville.
Right, so that's 5 million.
And I use one. I make a giant pot of pasta, and I put a dime sized drop of it in it, and it spices the whole thing.
So that is the reason why I had like one bite of that, and I was like, this is going to be inappropriate to eat during a podcast.
Yes,
yeah, that's accurate. Yeah, you know,
because I'd be like,
yeah. Thinking back to it, it might have been a little extreme. But I wanted it to be,
extremely good.
Yeah, I wanted it to make you hear voices and have tentacles come out of your body.
It is heavenly.
Thank you.
Brown tentacles, forthcoming.
Brown tentacles.
To make me bake a hot icicle.
Because of the poop.
If anybody's interested.
Turdicles.
Scoville fact. About 3 million is the level of Scoville in pepper spray. So...
Like, so don't rub it in your eyes.
Yeah, so if you say 5 million, that's literally weapons grade.
Yeah, I think it's 5 million. I'll have to fact check that, but I know it's more than 3.
But again, don't Google that.
In fact, don't buy it. You know, I had a long-standing thing, I don't know if it matters, with Commander from the Proto Men, where I would bring him jerky and he kept going, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. And then finally I got tired of it and I just put like, a crap ton of The Source in there. And he finally started sweating, so I felt pretty good about myself. I melted a robot.
Now, in the years since our first series, things have changed a bit. There's a new edition of Call of Cthulhu, 7th edition. And Luke, what is different about this?
Well, by and large, things are pretty similar. They changed the way the stats work. Like, stats in Cthulhu before used to look a lot like D&D stats, and now they're just straight up percentages. So it's a little more consistent across the board, because you got the skills and the stats. They're all percent. So that's one of the big things. Minor thing, like if you're an absolute idiot, you actually get saved from some of the horrors of the mythos in this one.
Oh, you can't, grasp the form of its attack.
Like I kind of missed it actually the first time I was reading around the new book. If you lose 5 sanity in a hit, that's like the big thing where like that's where you start flipping out. And in this, you make an intelligence roll. If you fail it, then you don't really appreciate how bad it is and you're fine. I mean, you're shaken, you lose permanent sanity, but, that's one of the concerns. And then,
so your character's just like, oh, that was weird.
Yeah, exactly.
That's like you're the tick.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you make that intelligence roll, then you suffer some kind of psychotic break, and I take over your character temporarily.
Oh, you guys didn't know about that.
Mm-mm. Jesus, take the wheel.
I had no idea.
What are you going to do with my character while you have it control over it?
Is that only if we're stupid, or is that
in terms of whether or not that happens? Yeah, basically, it's you make an intelligence roll when you lose 5 sanity. If you make it, you have some kind of psychotic break, and then something happens, and then you wake up in the rose bushes naked or something like that.
Hot. A lot of weather we're having.
It's like when the waiter says, enjoy your meal, and you say, you too.
Yeah. He had the break. He broke.
Have a good flight. Oh, you too.
Oh. Wait, you're a stewardess. It still works. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, flight attendant. Jesus, guys.
No, that's the 20s. It's
both
okay.
of these things happen to me. She's a dad. So much more often than I would like to admit.
Right.
Yeah.
Besides that, luck is kind of a spendable thing. Like for people from Ghostbusters, they'll remember the brownie points. It's kind of like that, where you can spend them. If you spend your luck points to boost a skill temporarily for that one roll, then you permanently lower your luck, though. So your luck can run out. Now there's a kind of additional feature called pushing, where you can push your roll. So if you try to do something and you fail it, it's not necessarily over there. Even if you don't want to spend your luck, you can still push that roll and kind of inject a little extra risk to it. So if you're trying to convince this mild-mannered accountant to give you the papers that you need, you can intimidate him. And if he's not quite scared of you, then you can get the gun out and wave it in his face.
Get the gun.
And if you fail that one, then something bad's going to happen. Like, whoops, you just shot this accountant in the face. The pushed rolls are just kind of a second chance to do something if you're willing to take the risk. They kind of revamped the character creation. Now you got some background stuff. So more of who you are, what you care about in the world to kind of ground you better and give you a better idea of what you are going to lose when you inevitably die or go insane.
Yeah, a thing about Cthulhu that's relatively unique to the system is an inevitability of your character's mortality. And that's one of the reasons why the way we're doing the show is always a different series, because we never know who's going to survive. We never know what's going to happen. So these will
like
all
real life.
All these seasons will basically exist in the same world, but will they have the same characters? That depends on who makes it out and how they make it out. Now, if you're curious with following along the RPG aspects of the show, easily done. I mean, all of our roles and reactions are going to be in the series, but also you can check out our character sheets on CthulhuMystery.com. We'll have full indexes of all that there. And if you enjoy the show, well, since we're going to try to keep putting it out and we have an original score and a lot of production work, then we're going to need your help. Go to patreon.com/nerdyshow and join us there. Subscribe, and you'll get a ton of bonus content, probably bonus content from this very series, and there's definitely a bunch from the last series. It's the best way to make sure we can continue to do this. Not just the best way, it's kind of the only way. There's a couple other tertiary options, which I will tell you about right now. For example, if you shop on Amazon or if you want to buy Call of Cthulhu 7th Edition on Amazon, just go to nerdyshow.com/Amazon and follow it through our links. Anything you buy there through those links will give back to our network, and you can bookmark those and just do it all the time. You can also give us a one-time donation, or if you want to do something that's totally free, you can rate and review us on iTunes or Podchaser. So, before we go, let's introduce our characters. I play Estelle Thorpe, a dilettante who grew up in Arkham but has spent many years abroad and recently returned home. I'm a bit of an eccentric with great interest in all things metaphysical and paranormal. The Thorpe family's well known around these parts. Daddy died just after World War I, and I haven't really been back for any duration since. I have an appearance of 90, if that says anything. Sort of re-socializing myself to the old stomping grounds.
Hi, I'm Josh, and I'm playing Moses Reuben Cubbenfield. Mr. Cubbenfield, if you please. A mountain man, formerly of Georgia. Now live in the Dakotas, saw some war. Didn't have a great time of it. Came back, wanted to return to nature. I've been writing. Got a publisher. It's been putting my writings to the test and send me a check. And that's how I make my stay.
I'm going to play a southern gentleman named Kenneth Roger. He's a gambling man and roasted chicken enthusiast. Oh, shit. He's got a whole lot of luck and a whole lot of game, if you know what I'm saying.
Hi, I'm Nikki, and I'm going to be playing Cherry Featherbottom. I'm a flapper. I like to consider myself a classy lady.
All right. All right.
I don't know how much else to say.
Bring in the glass.
Yeah.
This is Laval, and I'm playing Oswald Sinclair, who is the hobo king. And I ride the rails. If you ever need a favor, you just ask old Oswald Sinclair. Yeah, he'll help you, old sport.
Fascinating. Well, on that note, we will see you on the other side. In episode 1 of the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, series 2, The Terrible Secret of Lot X.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.